Word groups and phrasing. Pauses for related thoughts, ideas, or for breathing. By now, you've begun developing a strong intonation with clear peaks and reduced valleys, so you're ready for the next step. You may find yourself reading the paragraph in exercise 115 like this. Hello, my name is so-and-so. I'm taking American accent training. There's a lot to learn, but I hope to make it as enjoyable as possible. If so, your audience won't completely comprehend or enjoy your presentation. In addition to intonation, there's another aspect of speech that indicates meaning. This can be called phrasing or tone. Have you ever caught just a snippet of a conversation in your own language and somehow known how to piece together what came before or after the part you heard? This has to do with phrasing. In a sentence, phrasing tells the listener where the speaker is at the moment, where the speaker's going, and if the speaker's finished or not. Notice that the intonation stays on the nouns.